All right, let's start. We're up to over here. We're up to Paragimel. Okay, Malachim, Paragimel. We have the microphone going too loud. Okay, Malachim, Paragimel, hear me shout out. Now, this is the answer. This parak is the answer to the response of Malachi to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, in the last parak, we spent a few days on this. They said some pretty heavy words of apikorsis. They complained to Hashem that Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu is not aware of what's going on. Hashem has left town, or Hakadosh Baruch Hu actually enjoys. He takes pleasure in witnessing people suffer. So now, and we use that word, that very harsh word, that Malachi said, you're causing Hashem yigia. You're causing Hashem to become weak with your arguments. So now comes the response. Hineni shalech malachi ufina derech lefonoi. I am going to send before you my angel, and he's going to clear away the derech lefonoi. It's very interesting that we're reading this pasuk over here, learning it over here 2 days before Yom Kippur. This is mamish, the first pasuk of the Haftorah. It's a very similar words of Torah on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, after Musaf, before Musaf, in the Kriya of the Haftorah, Soilu, Soilu, Panu Derech. Hasiru Michshol, I've got the exact words, remove, clear away the road, take away all the stumbling blocks, clear all the impediments, and remove the stumbling blocks in front of you. And here it says something very, very similar. I'm going to send Malachim, my angel, Ufina Derech Lefanoi, and he's going to clear away the road before me, Ufisom Yavai El Hecholoi, and suddenly he will come to his abode. Who will come? Hashem will come. The pasuk goes on to explain how Adon Asher Atem Mevakshim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will come into the Beis Hamikdash, the master which you are seeking, Umalach Habris Asher Atem Chafetzim, and the Malach Habris, who is that? How is that Malach different than the Malach that we started with? Hineva, he will arrive. He will, Mr. Cohen, don't worry, Mr. Cohen, leave alone, Nora, leave alone, Nora. Okay, don't worry about it. Malach Habris Asher Atem Chafetzim Hineva Omar Hashem Tzivakoy. So says Hashem. Let's see the mitzvahs of it. Should we do one pasuk? Let's see if we should do more than one pasuk. Okay, let's maybe do more. Let's just do this one pasuk for now. Pasuk Gimel in the mitzvahs of it. Pasuk Aleph, Hineni Sholeach Malachi. Hashem says, I will send my angel. Musa, this is going back, Lamala, Lohashiv al Tilunasam Sh'anu Ayei Elokei HaMishpat. Where is Hashem who is exercising Mishpat? V'yomer Hinei Bezman HaGuluch Hasita Eshlach Ani Alach Min HaShemayim V'hu Yifaneh HaDerech Lefanai. Ritzoyen Elohimar Hu Yiva'er Min HaOlam HaParishim. Hashem will remove from this world the sinners. The Hamoridim, those who rebel, the Taris Aretz, to cleanse the earth, Lefnei Bo'i LaHashroi Shokinasi Lartz. Okay, so in the Mitzvah stuff, it says that this goes back to the previous paragraph. We just learned that last week. Klal Yisrael says, where is Hashem? Ayei, the Jewish people, they complain, where is Hashem? So the Malach says, Hashem is going to send an angel that will clear the road in order to allow Hashem to come out. Here the Mitzvah stuff is something very interesting. What does it mean to clear the road? What exactly does that mean? Who is the stumbling blocks? It means Rishoyim. What is the impediment to this world to allow Hashem to come to this world are what he calls the Poishim and the Moridim, the sinners. They are the impediments. They are preventing Hashem from traveling on the road. The road is filled with what is called in the army. They have an acronym. You have some type of explosive device.
IED.
Oh,
yeah.
What does that stand for?
Explosive device.
What's the I?
Yeah.
Improvised explosive device. So who are the improvised explosive devices on the road that are preventing Hashem from arriving? The Rasha'im, the wicked people. The wicked people, they stand before Hashem and Hashem is unable to pass through. That's the IEVs of the world. And Malachi says, before Melech HaMashiach comes, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, I'm going to send an angel, and the angel is going to eliminate all of the IEVs, the improvised explosive devices that are these Rishoyim that are standing in the way. They are the Poshim, the Hamordim, the Tyrus Aretz, to cleanse the earth, Lefnei before Bo'i, L'Hashoyesh Shekhinasi Boretz. Ha'adoin, who is the master? So I told you that it refers to Hashem. I was mistaken, at least according to the Metzudah Stavu, when it says the word Ha'adon, it refers to the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach will arrive. So the whole world is waiting for the Melech HaMashiach to arrive. They're yearning for him to arrive. Malach HaBris. Who is the Malach HaBris? The Malach HaBris is Eliyahu Hanav. Hinenochi Yisrael Chum Eis Eliyahu Navi Lifnei Boyoyim Hashem. So this pasuk in Malachi appears to be a contradiction to what it says in Zechariah. I think it's Zechariah. In Zechariah it says Hinenochi Yisrael Chum Eis Eliyahu Navi Lifnei Boyoyim Hashem. And here it says that the Melech HaMashiach, that Eliyahu Navi is going to come after the Melech HaMashiach. Malach HaBris Kinkoy Eliyahu Navi, who kinei al HaBris Hanila. Why do we refer to him with the words of the Bris? Because he was zealous regarding the Bris Mila. Shem Meno Ohu Malchus Ephraim. He was zealous in the Bris Mila because the Malchus of Ephraim did not perform Beris Mila. Isn't that a shocking thing? We know that the Klal Yisrael was divided into two. There's the Malchus of Yehuda, the Malchus of Ephraim, and the Aseres HaShvatim. One of the crimes of the Aseres HaShvatim was they did not perform Beris Mila, period. And Eliyahu HaNavi complained to Hashem that the Jewish people, they're not doing Beris Mila. And Hashem said to Eliyahu HaNavi, it's not true. They are doing Beris Mila. And as a punishment, or some say it's not a punishment, you are going to have to go to every single Bris Mila in the world to testify that the Jewish people are listening and they are doing Bris Mila. That's why by every single Bris Mila we have a Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Zeha Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Why is there a chair for Eliyahu Hanavi? Why is the first thing that is done at a Bris Mila, we take the baby and we put the baby on his chair? Okay, there's a kibbut. The kibbut is Kisei v'chubid Rav Mordechai with Kisei Shel Eliyahu. So what do? You take the baby from the kvata, you put the baby on the Kisei Shel Eliyahu. And then the moil says, Zeha Kisei Shel Eliyahu Zuchu Latov. The Malach HaBris. Why is there a chair for Eliyahu? Why do you need to put the baby on his chair? The answer is, you have to show Eliyahu. How can you dare say that the Jewish people are negligent? Because Eliyahu HaNavi in Sefer Malachim, Eliyahu HaNavi said to Hashem that the Jewish people are in violation of not performing Bris Mila.
Wasn't Eliyahu correct that they did not perform the Bris Malchus Ephraim?
So the answer is yes and no. The answer is he was correct in that they were lax, but his words were too harsh. He went overboard. He was a zealot. His complaint made it sound like they do nothing. They don't even know what it is. They couldn't care less. They're antagonistic towards Bris Mila. They don't know from it altogether, and that's not true. Although it may have been good morning of Baruch Haba. See. Baruch reminds me of a Bris Mila. I once went to a Bris. It was my nephew, and I knew they were going to name him Baruch. I knew they were going to name him Baruch because my brother's father-in-law passed away, and his name was Baruch. It was obvious the baby was going to be Baruch. So the Bris began, and they said Baruch Haba. So I said to my brother, you know, you go to a Bris, they always name the baby at the very end. Kriyas Hashem is the last thing you do at the Bris. I says, I see over here, they said, Baruch Haba, Baruch has come. They already named him. They already named him as soon as the kid walk in. Since when do you name the baby? When the baby walks in, you're supposed to wait until after the bris to name the baby. And he let me speak by the bris, and I said, that's how I started the bris. That's how I started my little drasha. And this bris, they named the baby in the beginning. So by your bris also, Baruch. See, by his bris, they named him before his bris began. He already got his name. Baruch Haba. So Mr. Merulis, the answer is, Eliyahu HaNavi was very, he was a very zealous, over-the-top person. Navi, he was like a Bashur. You know Bashur? Avram Shur? A Fabrenta person. And he was very, very upset that the Jewish people were not doing the Moiser Nefesh to do Bris Milah the way that they should. They did. At the end of the day, they did the Bris Milah. And then maybe they didn't do the Bris Milah with all of the Hidurim. Maybe they didn't always do it Bo Bayom on the eighth day. They were a little bit relaxed. But when he complained to Hashem that they are lax in their observance of Bris Milah, he expressed it in terms that were not proper, that were over the top. He went to an extreme in his zealotry, in his expression. So Hashem said, that's not nice. That's not the way you do things in Klal Yisrael. You have to be, you got to calm down. Take a cold shower. Got to calm down. And as a punishment, or I don't know if we'll call it a punishment, as a rectification for his sin, Hashem says that for the rest of your existence, you will have to attend every single Bris Milah in Klal Yisrael to witness firsthand that the Jewish people are fully observant in their performance of this mitzvah and participate. You'll participate. You'll participate in the Bris Milah, you'll give your bracha, you'll be there, you'll do good things. By coming to the Bris Milah is a very big sukkos. If you ever comes to Bris Milah, you know, you can ask him for some some help, whatever you need. He's there. Aliyah Navi is there. Aliyah Navi is Bufnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoira. He's a chilek of Mashiach. So here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Aliyah Navi comes to every single bris. Numer, how does he come, in what form? And his Nisham, these are Kabbalistic things. How does he get around? He flies. Whatever these things are, we don't know. But it says here in the Pasuk, Aliyah Navi, Hanavi, he comes to every single bris. Let's go further in the Mitzvah of David. We're now in Pasuk Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. We're on page 890. I'm in the Mitzudas David on the bottom. I'm on the left side of the Mitzudas David. The words Asher Atem Chafetzim Sheyavo Levaser Hagula Ulachias Hamesim. Eliyahu HaNavi, he's going to come before Mashiach. What is the role? Now here we're getting into some very interesting things, which obviously this is subject to much discussion, many opinions, but in the Tzudas David says that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to be Mevaser HaGeulah ulHachayos HaMesim. This is very fascinating. Eliyahu HaNavi will be the one who will be Mechaye Mesim. I thought Hashem is Mechaye Mesim. Maybe Mashiach is Mechaye Mesim. Well, that's not the way the Tzudas David understands the Pshat in this Pasuk. He understands that it will be Eliyahu HaNavi who will bring the dead back to life. It will be Eliyahu HaNavi that will announce Mashiach is about to come. And even though in this pasuk, we'll read the pasuk again in a few moments, it puts Eliyahu HaNavi after the coming of Mashiach. It first says that we're going to clear the road, the Melech HaMashiach will arrive, and then Eliyahu will come. The Mitzudas David says, do not read the pasuk in order. You have to understand the pasuk in the big picture. It's first going to be Eliyahu HaNavi. He will be the one that will be Mevaser, the coming of Mashiach. And he will be the one that will be Mechaye Nesim. Obviously, what he says here is subject to quite a bit of controversy. Ki hu me'utod. He is designated. He is tasked with the designation ala basayra hazois. That's going to be the last pasuk, and I told you it's the chazan chayes here, end of this parak. He neva amar v'loshen avar in the past. Ki kasher yavo hamashiach yeh Eliyahu kvarba. So he's explaining the question that I just asked you, that in the pasuk the order is reversed. So he's telling us that in Hanani, you have to read the pasuk well, it's in the past tense, that when Mashiach will come, Eliyahu HaNavi will have already come. Ki hu yakdim lavo, he will come first. Okay, so now let's go back to the pasuk and read the pasuk again, because the Mitzvah Stavit has taught us a lot of very important yesodas in this pasuk. Hinani shoyleach malachi. Hashem says, I will send my angel. Now, let's just go back. Who is the angel? Who exactly is the angel over here? I guess the angel, it doesn't really say. It's a little bit confusing. Let's read more. I will send my angel. What will my angel do? Ufina derech lefonoi. He will clear the road from before me. Now, who is lefonoi? I'm assuming before Hashem. And what does it mean to clear the road? So the Mitzvah Stavit, he understood this to mean that he will remove, eliminate the wicked. The wicked people, they are the impediments on the road. They are the IED, improvised explosive devices that are hidden under the ground.
In the Yom Kippur.
Right, this is the first pasuk. Panu, panu, soilu, soilu, panu, derech, chasiru, michshol, ne aleichem, what does it say? We'll go a little pause. Remove the michshol, the stumbling block, the very first pasuk of that. Ah, you really know this stuff. Let me approach. There are time. Hit the nail on the head. How do you know that? Remember that?
Huh?
How did you know that? You remember that?
Pretty sure I got that half covered for 25 years.
Wow, really? You landed it?
Whatever.
Wow. From class,
the guy by the shoulder, it's
a beautiful haftarah.
It was not from the cloth, the one who was called up had to say haftarah.
It's a beautiful haftarah. It's a very hard haftarah. It's a very hard. It takes a lot of work to even read the words. It's a hard Yeshaya. It's a very hard haftarah. Vayoyimer soilu solu panuderach. Okay, Prius Atarif Sukkis. Back one page. Here it is. The Omar. Soilu, soilu, panu dorech. Soil means to pave. To pave the road. Asphalt. Right? You come down, they come down, go down your block, and they rip up the whole sidewalk. And then they pave the road. Panu means clear. Pave and clear. Panu means to clear the dorech. Horimu michshol, remove the stumbling blocks, miderech ami, like we said, miderech ami from the world of my nation. Okay, that's the opening pasuk for Yom Kippur. Obviously, that pasuk has a lot of relevance for Yom Kippur. And today is three days before Yom Kippur. And here we have a pasuk that is mamish, the same thing, come out the same thing. These are the words. This principle. Okay, Rabbi Chol likes this very much. This idea is that all of the Nevi'im, they all saw the same movie. And they all gave different reviews of what they saw. They all saw the same vision. But I think it's fair to say that Yeshaya and Malachi were both describing the same event. They saw the same thing. Every person, though, what you see is different. When you go to an event, you have 10 people, they go to a wedding. They go to a wedding and they're all standing by the chuppah and they're watching the chos and kala march down. They're all awake. They're all paying attention. They're not talking. They're not yapping away on their smartphone or talking to their friends. They're all paying attention. Fully paying attention. And then the wedding is over. They come next day to shul. No, let's discuss the wedding. Interrogate each one of them. They're all going to give you a different report. They're all going to say something different. They're all going to say something which relates to them, which they suddenly saw, which triggered a thought, an emotion, an idea in their mind based upon their own life experience. That's how it is. That's the mitzvah of this world. No two people think alike. No two people have the same life experiences. And when you see something, your reaction, your take on it, your impression, what registers and what affects you is different than what affects someone that's not the same. So both Yeshaya, who lived, Yeshaya was from the earliest Levim. He lived at least 250 years, at least, before Malachi. Yeshaya was from the very first Levim. In the back of the Sefer, we have over here all the timeline of the Levim. This is only from Treyasa. It's not a fair picture of the only have the Treyasa. They only have it here on this one, page 915. They only show you here the Treyasa on page 915. They show you Malachi is the very very last level, the very bottom of the page, and you go all the way up to, let's say, when did Yeshaya live? Yeshaya is like an Ovadia. Chizkiya, let's say, where's Chizkiya here? Where is the Malachi Yehuda Yehoshaphat Yehosh Matzia? No, I take that back. He wasn't the first. I made a mistake. So Yeshaya was really in the middle. Yeshaya was, let's say, 3205, okay, during the time of the Golos of the Aseres HaShvadim. Okay, so he wasn't like Ovadia, they put it back all the way even further back. Because let's say Yeshaya, he lived approximately 3200. Okay, something like that. Ben Ochaz, Ben Yosam, Ben Uziah, 3140. Even going back to 3140. It says the first pasuk of Yeshaya, he lived during the time of Uziah. So that's 3140. Okay, so 3140. He was from the earlier ones. I mean, that's the fact. And Malachi was the last of the last. So they both saw the same image, the same vision of Melech HaMashiach, Vias HaMashiach, but they described it, each one described what they saw in different terms. And here, Yeshaya in the Haftarah says the word twice. Soilu, soilu. He uses the word to pave, panu, then to take away the stumbling blocks. Udarech, harimu michshol, take away the. Then again, he used the word harimu, three words. Okay, think about that. I didn't realize there are only three words. There is soilu, there is panu, and there is harimu. Panu derech, harimu michshol. Three different terms describing preparing the road for the end of days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech HaMashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi. Whereas Malachi is not as elaborate. Malachi says, Sim Mishlech Malachi Ufino Derech. He just uses one term. He used the word Pino Derech, Panu Derech. He doesn't focus on Soilu Soilu. And he doesn't make any mention of Horilu Michshol. Okay, it's a simpler expression. So obviously there's a lot of depth over here. What exactly is the study in great detail? It would have seemed that Yeshaya saw a lot more. When Yeshaya witnessed this event, this vision of Mashiach, he saw three dimensions of cleansing that it's going to take place in the end of days. Three different dimensions. There's a dimension, okay, a dimension of Solu Solu, a dimension of Panu Derech, and a dimension of Horimu Michshol. Whereas Malachi is only witnessing here one dimension, the dimension of Upina Derech Lufonai. Only one dimension. Okay, fine. And then they go back to the pasuk. Pisam Yavai El Hichaloi. Now here's something very fascinating. He uses the word it suddenly. Pisam. Okay, Pisam. Chazal said the Mashiach will come behesech hadas. No one will expect Mashiach. That's what Chazal say. It's going to come in a state of hesech hadas. What? Mashiach is here? Can this really be Mashiach now? In the middle of all this? We think that we got it all figured out. And we think that in the Holocaust, it was great. If you read, I wasn't around then, but you read the stories, it was a very, very great expectation by many people If not now, then when? And it didn't happen. And then when it came to the establishment of the state of Israel, it was also, I don't know, by everyone, by some people, Ad Kedei Kach, people, this got into a lot of trouble, they didn't want to observe Tisha B'Av. They did not want to, there were people that did not want to observe Tisha B'Av on the year after the state of Israel was established. I don't know exactly what that means exactly. There was a war going on. I don't know exactly what the Pratim, but they felt, how could you say Nachem, Yerushalayim, Havela, Havizuya, V'Yashonema, how could you say these terms? But obviously, it's now 75 years later, almost 75 years later, and didn't pan out. Okay, and then we have all these things. Pesach, Mashiach comes with Hesach Hadas. And here, it used the word Pesach, suddenly, Yavai El Heichaloi, who will come to his abode? Heichaloi to his abode. What does the abode mean? What is the Heichal? What exactly, the Mitzvah stuff doesn't tell us exactly what is the Heichal over here. Does that mean the Beis HaMikdash? And does that mean the Melech HaMashiach is going to come after the Beis HaMikdash already has been built? I thought that the Melech HaMashiach will be the one who will lead the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'adoin, who will come? The Melech, he learns the word Ha'adoin refers to the Melech HaMashiach. Why is that so? Maybe the word Ha'adoin means Hashem. We say in Parashas Mishpatim, Shaloish Pamashani, calls for Es Ha'adoin, the master. The word Ha'adoin, if I'm not mistaken, it's either Parash Kisis, I don't remember. Either Kisis or Mishpatim, the word Ha'adoin is said by the Mitzvah Liel Regel, and the word Ha'adoin there is clearly used in reference to Hashem. So why then here is the Mitzvah Stavit telling us the word Ha'adoin refers to Melech HaMashiach? Ke'ashratem Mevakshem. Now here it says, you're seeking out Mashiach. Are we really seeking Mashiach? Many people today, many, there are people that table will tell you, I don't know what goes on in people's minds, but I've heard this a number of times from some of the inspirational speakers, that many people today are not really being Mavakish Mashiach. They're scared. They're really scared. What does it mean, Mashiach's going to come? We're not worthy. How are we going to cope with Mashiach? We just want, what do we really want? We just want Social Security should be in order, COVID should go away, and there should be a refuah for all.
We're
afraid of change. We're not ready for this. What in our hasagas is just peace. No more COVID. They should find a cure for all these horrible diseases in the world. And you know, the economy should be good, and Social Security should be stable. There shouldn't be any dangers of anything collapsing. And they'll be very happy. We'll go to Kailo and live in our days until 120 years old or on the buff. That's what most people think is Mashiach. They think that's Mashiach. The Shidduchim for their grandchildren should go easy. That's what many people have the hasagas of what Mashiach is. Why? Because anything more than that, I can't deal with. What does it mean? What, this Shekhinah is resting amongst us? There's a Yom Hadin, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, Kurbanos. These things are just so far removed from us. We're not even mevakesh for these things. When we daven on the Yomim Noirav, we come across certain terms, V'chein tein kovod li'amecha, tehilu li'yecha, v'sik v'toivu li'darshecha, v'fisch en pe'el l'amayachal l'imlacha. What does all that mean? Are we really say those words with real sincerity, or really focusing that, you know, we should just get by and everything should be good, everyone should be peaceful and healthy and have parnasa, no problems? It's impossible. It's really impossible for us. You can't blame anyone. It's really impossible. And here it says something very shocking. You cannot deny this. It says Asher Atem Mevakshim. Malachi is a Navi. He knows what he's talking about. And he says Mashiach is going to come in out of nowhere, pisoin, and you're going to really want it. It's almost like a contradiction. How could it come suddenly, something that you really want? If you really want it to happen, it's not sudden. You can see it coming. It's an oxymoron. Is this not an oxymoron? If you really, really want something to happen, you're paying very close attention and you can see all of the signs of it coming. No, pisai. This adds more to the mystique of what exactly the coming of Mashiach is all about. Because these two terms, I don't know, it seems a little bit contradictory. Asher atem levakshin, and now he introduces us for the very first time, Eliyahu Hanavi, umalach abris. Why is Eliyahu Hanavi, when he comes, the time of the Mashiach, is his title called the Malach Habris? That's a side job. That's not his main gig. Eliyahu Hanavi is the Mevaser of the Geula. He is, like we said, Chiyas HaMesim. Why are we highlighting the fact that Eliyahu Hanavi is a Moel? You know, maybe he's a computer programmer also. Maybe he's a stockbroker. Maybe he's a rabbi. He likes to give drushes. This is the title of Eliyahu Hanavi. He's the Baal HaBris. Eliyahu Hanavi did a lot of things. A lot of things. He was a very, very talented, capable person. For all of his talents, all of the things that we attribute to Eliyahu Hanavi, we have to focus on the Baal HaBris. What's this all about? These are all questions. So you can say that one of the main, I know what certain people will say. There are certain people that are very big into. I'm not arguing with them. I mean, this is 100% on the mark. It gets a little bit obsessive sometimes with shmira senayim, to guard your eyes, not to see things that you're not supposed to see. So that's called the ois bris mila, represents the curbing of the taiva for arayos. Okay, that's an idea. Is that in the times of Mashiach, the biggest nisoyon that Klal Yisrael will have will be arayos, which many people talk about this today. You know, today they spoke about this Baruch Hashem so much that they stopped talking about it. Right? No, you don't hear this as much as you used to hear this. Okay, it used to be, you know, Amish over the top Baruch Hashem. Today we have other problems. Okay, we have COVID problems, so somehow you don't hear it as much as you used to hear about it. But if that's the big nisoyon of the dar, and Eliyahu Hanavi is coming to make tikkun in this matter, okay, so that maybe that's why it says the Malach HaBris, that is the nisoyon of the generation. Asher atem chafetzim now nochamal. Look what it says again. First it says Asher atem mevakshim, and now it says Asher atem chafetzim. What is the difference between the word chafetz and the word mevakish? What is the difference between these two terms? The Mitzvah Tzavit is not addressing this issue. Two very different things. It says by Yaakov and Yaakov, it says by Dina and Shechem. It says there are three terms. And all the Darshanim, they go to town. It says that there was chafetz. He did chafetz. He had a cheshek. A cheshek, chafetz, and an ahava. Three terms to describe a man's the connection that Shechem had for Dina. He loved her. He chafetz. He had a desire for her, and he had a cheshek. And everyone there on that page, they analyze what exactly is the difference between a cheshek and a hava, and the expression chafetz, to want. Now here's a fourth word. This word is not there in that pasuk. Mevakesh, to be mevakesh, to seek. Mevakesh also means you want. I don't know. These are all terms. I'm sure we'll see as we go through the parsha. We'll see some ideas. But when it comes to the Melech HaMashiach, we have over here not three terms. There's no cheshek. There's no ahava. Instead, we have two terms: chafetzim and mevakshim. Hinei bo, Omar, and it repeats again, Nochmo, Hinei bo is going back on Eliyahu Hanavi. Hinei bo, as we mentioned, is in the past tense, that when the Melech HaMashiach comes, he already, Eliyahu Hanavi will already have arrived, so says Hashem. Now we mentioned this, just to review very quickly, we mentioned this many times, that according to this part, according to Malachi, as well as the way the Mitzvah Stav explains that it's Kloshon Ovar, and it's going to say in detail the very last pasuk of the Sefer, there is a Seder. Eliyahu Hanavi must come before the Melech HaMashiach. We discussed at great length. Okay, that's the big question on Lubavitch. On Lubavitch, they promoted an idea that there can be a Melech HaMashiach without any Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay, I mean, and not without going into any controversy, and Lubavitch already said that Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha was not well at the last 2 years of his life, and a lot of crazy things happened because he was not well. I know it's a fact that it was so in my father's shul. He had yechidus with the Rebbe whenever he wanted. He gave candles. He provided the Rebbe with you know, the Rebbe was very big into noshim, lighting candles. So he gave the Rebbe, he had a candle factory, and he provided unlimited candles to Chabad for them to distribute to the people they wanted to in Mekarif. And as a reward for his very generous donations, he had yichidus with the Rebbe whenever he wanted. And I remember he spoke by Shalosh Shuras, and he said that he would come to the Rebbe whenever he wanted. He went in to the Rebbe all alone, and the Rebbe, he said, the Rebbe, he would talk to the Rebbe like I talk to you. Like a free-flowing, natural conversation. And a very beautiful relationship with the Rebbe. About 2 years before the Rebbe was nifter, he had a stroke. Rachman Litzlan, a horrible, massive. And to the public, whatever, I don't know what the public, but he said when he went into the Rebbe, he couldn't go in anymore. They only let him in selected times. And whenever he went in, there were two gaboyim that sat on both sides of the Rebbe, like holding him up. And the Rebbe, he just looked forward, and he said there was no one to talk to. This Eidus was someone that Mamash had a relationship with the Rebbe, which basically meant to say was that unfortunately he was not well, Rachman Litzlan, and during those 2 years, a lot of things got out of hand. So therefore the point is you can't attribute some of the things that got out of hand to the Rebbe. You can't attribute everything to the Rebbe because those last 2 years, unfortunately, he was not well. And but they promoted this idea that this the Melech HaMashiach can be present. Wait a minute. It says in the pasuk, Hine Anochi Shalech Lachem Eis Eliyo Hanavi Lifnei Boy Yoyim Hashem. You can't declare someone to be the Melech HaMashiach unless you first have Eliyahu HaNavi. That's what it says in this pasuk, and that's what it says at the end of Sefer Malachi. So, there are answers. Yeah.
So how did Rabbi Akiva think about Koichva as Mashiach without Eliyahu?
So there it's very, very clear. Rabbi Akiva never ever said that Bar Koichva is Mashiach. He said that he has potential to develop into Mashiach. But of course it would mean that Eliyahu HaNavi would first have to come to declare him as Mashiach. It just means that he has potential.
Answer.
What?
It's a very simple answer.
Yeah.
So Eliyahu didn't come. So what are you going to do? Punish him? Big deal. So he didn't come.
The Navi says, Nei Anochi. Yeah.
So if he comes to
Shabbos, let him come. It's a kasha on the mice. 100. Okay, that's the answer they give.
You want to accept him?
What? Fine, listen, I got no problem, I'll follow along, I'm the last guy. Zundheit, I'm with you. I'm with you. But everything that was, halacha l'maaseh, you're right, if Mashiach comes, I'm with you. Look, the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, they say, was waiting for Mashiach every second. Where's Eliyahu HaNavi? The Chafetz Chaim had a suitcase with everything that he needs for Mashiach, and anytime someone said, you know who's coming? You know that?
He's here. He's here.
He said anything that he heard the Chavetz Chaim, he ran outside, Imamash thought the Mashiach was here. Chavetz Chaim, Eliyahu HaNavi has to come first to the Mevaser that Mashiach is coming. So obviously the answer is, there are answers. Okay, it doesn't have to be this way. Eliyahu Navi, there are different opinions. The way, even there are different opinions of Sukkim. There are answers. There are answers. And Mashiach comes to Zundel, and Imam Bemun Hashem Abiyas, Hamashiach, Avapi Sheyes Ma'amea, in Kol Zerachakaloi, B'chol Yom Sheyavai. B'chol Yom, okay, there are answers. But we're learning, okay, we're learning here together, and we should appreciate that the simple reading of the Psukim and the Mitzvah stuff says it out explicitly. There is a natural order. The natural order is Eliyahu HaNavi arrives. And Eliyahu HaNavi announces that Mashiach is about to come. And he prepares us. He prepares us. That is the Seder HaDvar. How do you take that limud and apply it to the real world? Okay, that's a separate issue. Maybe you'll say that the world events, all of this, everything that's happening now, this is a form of Eliyahu HaNavi. What's going on today, all of these, the world is coming apart. This is a chelik of what it means. I don't know, listen, you can say whatever you want to go say. And what, in hindsight, it'll all make sense. It'll all make sense. But right now, we're learning the words on a very simple, elementary level. And on the simple elementary level, you have to read what it says. So I'm not making this up. It says there's a Seder HaDvarim. There's Eliyahu HaNavi. And according to the Mitzudos, he has two main roles. His role number one is Techiyas HaMeisim. Number two, his role is the Mevaser, that the Melech HaMashiach is coming. And then Mashiach will come. And now here what's so interesting that in this pasuk, it's very, very mysterious, is that before Eliyahu HaNavi even comes, there's another Malach coming. Isn't that what the pasuk says? Hineni Shaleach Malachi. Who is this Malach? This is not Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi first makes his appearance later in the pasuk. U'Malach HaBris. Eliyahu HaNavi is called the Malach HaBris. And this pasuk begins with another Malach. Who is this Malach? Who is this fellow? Mayor, do you know who he is? Who is this person? What is his role? His role is to eliminate the wicked. The wicked people. Is this Malach an angel in Hashemayim? Is this Malach a human being? Is it a politician? Is it a goy? Is it a Jew? Is it a nation? Is it a group? A corporation? Who is this? Who is the Malachi that Hashem will send? Oh, so exactly, it's a messenger. So who is this messenger? Who is the messenger? Is the messenger a single person? Is the messenger an organization? Is it a country? Is it a political entity? Who is this messenger? I will send Malachi, my messenger. And what will he do? He is going to do the hakdama to the hakdama. He will clean up the road. The Mitzvah learns he'll eliminate the wicked people. And then when he eliminates the wicked people, now the pasuk is a very strange pasuk. You have to really, really backwards. Then Eliyahu HaNavi will come. He's not the Malach. Eliyahu HaNavi is described as the Malach HaBris. And Eliyahu HaNavi will mechayim esim. Eliyahu HaNavi will then make an announcement. Melech HaMashiach is going to come. And we're going to be mevakesh. We're going to want him to come. We're going to be in the get of chafetzim, a desire he should come. Today, ask the average person, you really want Mashiach to come? Are you a mevakesh Mashiach? Are you a chafetzim? I think I told you before, when we look at a Melech HaMashiach, is we're happy if we can solve all our little problems. Not a little bit, a big problem, not a little problems, all our big problems. And if Yishev Hadas, and take away all the tzaris and the daigas, that would be for us, wow, like Melech HaMashiach has come. But that's not really what Mashiach is. Mashiach is a lot bigger than that. And then after, we're going to be in a gather of chafetzim and mevakshim, and then pisoin. Pisoin. What do you mean pisoin? Why is it pisoin? Eliyahu HaNavi was mechayim esim. Eliyahu HaNavi, he told us that he's coming. Eliyahu HaNavi transformed us into people that are chafetzim and mevakshim, Melech HaMashiach. And you're telling me after all that it's still called pisoin? It's sudden? That's a pretty big chiddush. On top of all that, it's a sudden event that it happens. So we don't know how all of this going to play out. The Mitzvah stuff is just nice. It's just giving us a very basic yisoides. Now we have to see all the fashion. Before we go, I want to say one other thing about the word pisayim. There's two times we have the word pisayim in the Torah. Two times. One time is when Hashem spoke to Miriam and Aaron. Miriam and Aaron spoke slander on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he divorced his wife, the Isha Kushis. He divorced her. So Hashem was very upset about this. He spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. So Hashem called a meeting with Aaron and Miriam, and he punished Miriam. He gave her tzaras. And it says, I don't remember the pasuk, Vayikra Hashem el Aaron and Miriam pisayim. It's the only place where it says the word pisayim in the Torah, except for one other place, not exactly, and that is the parish of a Nazir. Nazir, he brings upon himself the Nazir is basically a Kohen Gadol. So, Yom Kippur in 3 days. Could you imagine Yom Kippur in 4 days to the Mamash coming of Yom Kippur? It's unbelievable. Yom Kippur is coming around. And what everyone is, who does everyone put their eye on? Who gets the limelight? The Kohen Gadol. Every single Jew in this world can be a Kohen Gadol in the form of a Nazir. A Nazir has, a woman also can be a Nazir. Ferish Apostle, Apostle Isha Isha, the Apostle of the Torah, a woman can be a Nazir. Hilni Malkus and Nazir, I didn't know that. Where does it say that? I've never heard that before.
Lauren talks about it. She kept 7 years in Pitts Lawrence. When she came to bring
up
one, as
they said. She was in the
Zero? She kept another 7 years in
Yerushalayim. The Gemara? She was in the Zero?
Yeah, it's Gemara.
Oh, I don't know that. I don't know that. Okay. So a man or woman can be, any person can be a Nazir. It can be a Kohen Gadol in the form of a Nazir. A Nazir has exactly the same halachas as a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, he really can't. That's really the truth. Because he has to do the Avodah.
Oh, yeah, no. Kippur, he has to do.
Any day he wants to do the Avodah, he cannot drink wine.
Yeah.
He cannot drink wine, so there is...
Any
Kohen. Correct. So there is, and the Kohen Gadol, you know, any Kohen, the truth is not so. The Gemara talks about that it's worse for a Kohen today than it was in time Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Because in Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, there were Mishmaras. So you know that you're not on duty today. So you can go out and have a drink. Today, a Kohen Me'ikir Adin should not be allowed to drink wine ever. Because at any moment, Mashiach can come, and they will immediately need Kohanim, and no one really knows who's a Meyuchas, not a Meyuchas, and if there'll be enough Kohanim, and you might be that Kohen that we need, because we do not yet have in place the system of the Mishmaras. So today, it's a shocking thing, but Me'ikar Hadin, today, a Kohen really should not be able to drink wine, is more restricted than he was during the time Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. Now, obviously, we don't say that because whatever all the reasons are, it all falls apart.
Well,
Shabbos may be a little different, and then anyway. So we don't want to apply this anyway, but we don't apply this principle. But this is the Gemara. The Gemara does present such an argument. And even though the Gemara rejects this argument, every time, you know, that argument is the power, it's still, it lingers. It echoes, that argument. So every person can really be a Kohen Gadol. Every person. And by a Nazir, it says something, it says that a Nazir, what does he have to do? Yes, he has rules. He cannot eat a product of the vine, of the vineyard. And he may not contaminate to the dead, and he may not cut his hair. Now, then what happens if he does contaminate to the dead? So there's a procedure. He has to shave off all of his hair, and he has to start his term of Nazirus all over again. And the Pasuk says, how would it ever happen that a Nazir becomes Tamei? So it says, V'chiyipol Nes Olav B'Pesa Pisan. Pisan, suddenly. But not just suddenly. The pasuk uses a double expression, betesa pisai, sudden of sudden. You know what that means, sudden of sudden? You're walking down the street, and out of nowhere, there's a helicopter over your head, and it drops down on you a dead body. What are the chances of that happening? Less than the chance of being struck by lightning. Right? Less than the chances, or a bird drops and drops. It's only Tomas Meis. There's no an avail of a dead bird. A bird drops upon you, an animal. There's no, you don't forfeit your nezirus. Your nezirus is only canceled if you come in contact with a dead human being, not with a dead animal.
Is it? It's a Yisrael, not a goy, right?
Only a Jew, not Torah, L'chayra, only a Jew is metame, not a goy. A goy is not metame in the mess. So right. So tell me, what are the chances? V'chiyipol olav meis bepesa pisayim. The Torah uses a double expression. Sudden of sudden. What are the chances? You're walking down the block and out of nowhere a dead body falls on your head. Think about it. What are the chances? Like zero, right?
Walk by a building so I can jump off.
Okay, so there's a building, you're going to run away from the building. And what are the chances that you're going to be...
You're driving by a lone highway, there's a body there. It's like a Mace Mitzvah then.
So Mace Mitzvah, that's the... That's a partial fulfillment. Fine. Okay. But it says a double expression, Bepesa Pisa. So these are the only two places in the Torah where we have the word Pisa. We have it by Hashem appearing. Hashem calls a meeting. Amo Etzes Gedoyle Yisrael meeting. Who is part of the Mo'etzes Gedolei Yisrael? Mayor of Mordechai. Mr. Marillas. Okay, the Mo'etzes Gedolei, Hashem calls a meeting. Hashem says, Aaron, Miriam, I want to talk to you people right now. Pissing. What do you mean, Hashem? I'm about to go into the shower. I'm about to go buy a lulav and esrog. I don't got time for this now. I don't have time for the Mo'etzes Gedolei Yisrael meeting. I have to go down to Ma'ariv. What's this all about? Out of nowhere, the Torah uses the word pisayim, and the Torah used the word bepesa pisayim when a dead body falls upon a person. Now notice, these are two completely opposite experiences. When Hashem calls a meeting, there's the revelation of the divine presence. It doesn't get better than this. I want to talk to you. You go into the principal's office. Hash, come into my presence. I mean, the Shechina. Hashem wants to talk to you. I mean, it doesn't get more holy than this, right? And then when a dead body falls upon a person, that's the worst. Because that is the Avi Avois Hatuma. A dead body is the Avi Avois. It's the Spitz of the Spitz. And notice the difference. These experiences you can never prepare for. Never. You can never prepare for a holy experience, and you can never prepare for an experience of utter contamination. And that's why it says the word pisan by a meeting with Hashem, and it says the word bepesa pisan when a dead body falls upon a person. There's a difference.
By Har Sinai, it was tremendous preparation.
That was a one-event experience. You're right. But Har Sinai was a unichonim l'shloishes yomim. Right. You're right. Can you say good? But that was a once in a lifetime experience. That was Matan Torah. That was the cloud Yisrael. That was our entry into the covenant, the bris. But once we're already Jews, you don't have these experiences. You don't have another Matan Torah every day. This is a different type of experience. And you use the word. So it's interesting is that the experience of a dead body coming upon a person is even more sudden than the experience of a revelation of Kiddusha. In life, many times you talk about extremes. The scientists talk about this concept. If you take a person and you put in an extreme cold versus extreme heat, when you enter into that, do you know? Are you able to detect what you're sensing? If you put a person in a room that's 100 degrees, it's hot. You put a person in a room that's 0 degrees, it's cold. What happens if you put a person in a room that's 1,000 degrees? Or you put a person in, I don't know how you do this, you put a person in whatever, I don't know how cold it can get, whatever, in the most extreme, extreme cold temperature that is possible in this world. And you throw the person into that experience. Are your senses able to detect the experience? So scientists say, no, you can't detect it. Once you reach an extreme, it's already over your measuring your measuring instruments. Every person has a gauge. You have the gauge. You know, you're going 100 miles an hour, you're going 0 miles an hour. When you get to a certain extreme, you can't measure anymore. You're in another place. You don't even know where you are.
Senses are numb.
Right, your senses are numb. When you go to the extremes, anything in life, when you go to the extremes, you lose your senses to be able to detect, to measure where you're holding. So when you're dealing with an experience of suddenness, pissing is an extreme experience. Out of nowhere, pissing. We have here two experiences. We have a pissim of Kedusha, and we have a pissim of Tumah. And it says, by the pissim of Tumah, bepesa pissim. By an experience of Kedusha, it only says pissim, which means that the experience of Tumah is much more dangerous. It's a much more dangerous experience than an experience of Kedusha. You have to be, in other words, you have to be on guard much, much more not to come in contact with something that can harm you than be prepared for some uplifting experience. Because by contamination, the Torah uses, it can happen to you, but pesa pesa. I never in my wildest imagination thought that I could fall from my holiness into the schmutz. I never thought it was possible. I never thought I'm a yeshiva bacha, a person, you're a shemayim. I never ever thought such a thing could happen, that here I am, daven, you learn, you do what you're supposed to do, and then look where I am now. I'm in a bottomless pit of tumah. I didn't think it was possible. The Torah says it can happen, but pesa pesa. Guard yourself. Guard yourself. What about, I never thought I could be a Talmud Chacham, I never thought I could become a Rosh Shiva, I could finish Shas, Daf Yomi. I never thought it was possible. Pesa. All of a sudden you look up one day, wow, learned the whole Shas. Wow, I wrote a Sefer. Wow. Asked me this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Never, I would swear over my dead body that such a thing was not possible. And look, here you are today. You finished Shas. You did this, you did that. Look at all you've accomplished. It's mamish pissim. It's beyond me. The same way, but Rachmana Litzlan, it can happen the other way. Person, I never thought I can stoop to such a low. Stooping to a low can happen. It's even more possible than achieving the impossible, because the Torah uses the words bepesa pisoin by contamination, whereas it only used the word pisoin by an experience of Kedusha. Here, when it comes to Mashiach, it's disturbing because it says the word pisoin, not a kanagasha, it says the word pisoin. It's consistent with something good happening. With Hashem calling a meeting, experiencing the Shechina, it says upisoin, just like it says by Aaron and Miriam, Hashem said, "I want to call a meeting." Pisoin, suddenly, out of the blue, I never expected this to happen. It doesn't say the pesa pisoin. Here, the coming of Mashiach is pisoin, not the pesa pisoin. Okay, so there is. It's a sudden experience but it's not a Pesah Pesah, which means I'm groping in the darkness to try to find meaning here in this pasuk, which I think it's alluding to is that those people who want to witness Mashiach come can see it coming. Okay, we start off there with the question. How can they be called Pisoin when it says in the pasuk, Asher Atem Mivakshim, Asher Atem Chafetzim? Oxymoron. If you are sincerely being mivakish, the coming of Mashiach, if you are sincerely chafetzim for the coming of Mashiach, how can you then say that when Mashiach will come, it will be pisan? How can you say that? If you're really sincere, you see it coming. So the answer is, that's right. It's not, it's only pisan. It's not bipesa pisan. Being that the Torah does give us a vocabulary, it gives us something called a pesa pisan, verse a pisan. So the extreme of the extreme is called the Pesah Pisan. The coming of Mashiach is not called the Pesah Pisan. That would indicate that it is impossible to know that it's coming. And there is such a thing called the Pesah Pisan because the Torah is Megala. There's something called the Pesah Pisan. It says it by the Nazir. If a dead body falls upon the Nazir, the Pesah Pisan. So now that it says over here only pisoin, so it's sudden, but it's not a suddenness that is beyond you. It is a suddenness which, if you really would have paid attention, you would have been able to see. You do have the ability to see a little glimmer of Melech HaMashiach is on his way. All right, we have to stop over here. We'll take a short break, and then we'll do some Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim is rapidly coming upon us. Yom HaDin.